From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Nancy Lee Painter reading Tombstone Courage by J.A. Jantz. Now let's begin with Tombstone Courage. Chapter 1. Harold Lamb Patterson squinted through the rain-blurred windshield. Checking for traffic, he pulled his Rattletrap International Scout through the gate of the Rocking Pea Ranch and onto the highway. Pouring rain made it hard to see. Part of the problem was his eyes. Ivy, his daughter, was constantly nagging him about that, and she was probably right. Thank God his ears still worked all right. At 84, even with his new thick trifocals, the old peepers weren't nearly as good as they used to be. But Harold figured the real problem was the damn wiper blades. The rubber was old, cracked, and frayed. The blades squawked across the windshield, barely making contact, and leaving trails of muddy water on the dusty, bug-splattered glass. In southern Arizona, it seemed like you never noticed that the wipers weren't working until you needed them, and when you noticed, you were too busy driving blind to remember. The next time he went into A&A Auto Parts to drink coffee and shoot the breeze with the counterman, Gene Radovich, Harold still wouldn't remember, not if it wasn't raining at the time. It reminded him of the words in that old-time song, Manana. No need to fix a leaky roof on such a sunny day. Same difference. But that particular day, an unseasonably cold early November morning, it was raining like hell. A pelting winter storm had rolled into the Sonoran Desert from the Pacific, filling the normally dry creek beds and swathing the Mule Mountains in a dank gray blanket that was almost as chill as the pall around Harold Patterson's stubborn old heart. His daughter's personal injury trial was due to start in...